List of key characters. Newark and Orange, New Jersey. The Dial Painters. The Carlo Sisters. Marguerite Carlo, Sarah Carlo Mileffer. The Maggia Sisters. Albina Maggia Larice, Amelia Molly Maggia. Quinta Maggia McDonald. Their colleagues. Edna Bowles Hussman. Ella Eckert. Grace Fryer. Hazel Vincent Kuser. Irene Rudolph. Catherine Schaub's cousin. Catherine Schaub, Irene Rudolph's cousin. The United States Radium Corporation. Arthur Roeder, president, from 1921. Edwin Lehman, chief chemist. Howard Barker, chemist and vice president. Sabin von Zahatsky, founder and inventor of the paint. Doctors. Dr. Frederick Flynn, company doctor. Dr. Harrison Martland, Newark doctor. Dr. Joseph Kneff, Dr. Walter Berry, Dr. James Davidson, local dentists. Dr. Robert Humphreys, doctor at the Orange Orthopedic Hospital. Dr. Theodore Bloom, New York dentist. Investigators. Dr. Alice Hamilton, Harvard School of Public Health, Catherine Wiley's ally and colleague of Cecil K. Drinker. Andrew McBride, Commissioner of the Department of Labor. Dr. Cecil K. Drinker, Professor of Physiology at the Harvard School of Public Health. Ethelbert Stewart, Commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Washington, D.C. Dr. Frederick Hoffman, Investigating Statistician. John Roach, Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Labor. Catherine Wiley, Executive Secretary of the Consumers League, New Jersey. Sven Kier, National Investigator from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Washington, D.C. Ottawa, Illinois. The Dial Painters, Catherine Wolfe Donahue, Charlotte Nevins Purcell, Ella Cruz, Inez Corcoran Vallet, Margaret Peg Looney, Marie Becker Rossiter. The Radium Dial Company. Joseph Kelly, President. Lottie Murray, Superintendent. Rufus Fordyce, Vice President. Rufus Reed, Assistant Superintendent. Prologue. Paris, France, 1901. The scientist had forgotten all about the radium. It was tucked within his waistcoat pocket, enclosed in a slim glass tube, in such a small quantity that he could not feel its weight. He had a lecture to give in London, England, and the vial of radium stayed within that shadowy pocket throughout his journey across the sea. He was one of the few people in the world to possess it. Discovered by Marie and Pierre Curie in December 1898, radium was so difficult to extract from its source that there were only a few grams available anywhere in the world. He was lucky to have been given a tiny amount by the Curies to use in his lectures. They barely had enough themselves to continue their experiments, yet this did not affect the Curies' progress. Every day, they discovered something new about their element. It made ghostly white pictures on photographic plates. It destroyed the materials in which it was wrapped. Marie called it my beautiful radium, and it truly was. Deep in the dark pocket of the scientist, the radium broke through the gloom with its unending, eerie glow. These gleamings, Marie wrote of its luminous effect, stirred us with ever new emotion and enchantment. Enchantment. It implies a kind of sorcery, almost supernatural power. No wonder the U.S. Surgeon General said of radium that it reminds one of a mythological super being. An English physician would call its enormous radioactivity the unknown god. Gods can be kind, loving, generous. Yet, as the playwright George Bernard Shaw once wrote, the gods of old are constantly demanding human sacrifices. Enchantment in the tales of the past and present can also mean a curse. So, although the scientist had forgotten about the radium had not forgotten him. As he traveled to England, the radium shot out its powerful rays toward his pale, soft skin. Days later, he would peer in confusion at the red mark blooming mysteriously on his stomach. It looked like a burn, but he had no memory of coming near any flame. Hour by hour, it grew more painful. It didn't get bigger, but it seemed somehow to get deeper, as though that unknown flame was burning him still. It blistered into an agonizing flesh burn. The pain made him suck in his breath sharply and rack his brains. What on earth could have inflicted such damage without him noticing? And it was then that he remembered the radium. Part 1. Knowledge.